Worker shortages and low wages for caregivers have made quality long-term care difficult to find for seniors, parents, and people with disabilities in the US. When President Joe Biden signed an executive order aimed at making care more accessible last month, it included a focus on disabled seniors. The order seeks to increase the numbers and support for the people who provide care for seniors and people with disabilities enrolled in Medicaid. To talk more about how this might impact the disabled community, let's bring in disability rights activist Dom Kelly. Welcome back to the show, Dom.
Hi, Deepa. Thanks for having me.
Dom, when we talked in March, you told us about the need for home care for people with disabilities and how that was in such dire straits. You mentioned the obstacles that often stand in the way of people receiving proper care, including limited staff and low wages. Do you think this executive order will begin to address that? Will it do it?
I do. I think this executive order is a really fantastic place to start. It will help our government look at how we can better appropriate money without increasing budgets and spending. But unfortunately, we're going to need to build on top of that because our care infrastructure is so deeply broken that this has to be a starting point, not the end.
Now, the executive order doesn't actually mandate any increase in pay for these workers. How confident are you that this order will lead to actionable change?
I do think it will lead to change. I think that there have to be more transparency based on this executive order in how providers actually use their funds, which I think will help with increasing pay rates. But this won't significantly increase pay rates in states like here in Georgia, where our care providers have a reimbursement rate of $10 an hour still, or in other states like Alabama, which are as low as $7 an hour. There's going to need to be more money invested in order to see these pay rates increase to better fund these care workers and their ability to make ends meet.
Tell us about these care workers, because the job is really hard. It's very labor intensive. What's the quality of life like right now for these caregivers, especially those making, you know, as little as $7 or $10 an hour?
Sure. Well, you know, these care workers are doing really critical life-saving work for people with disabilities. Unfortunately, so many of them, the majority of whom are women of color in this country, have to have two or three jobs just to be able to put food on their tables, or they're having to leave the workforce entirely to find jobs that pay more. And it's causing a crisis in our care economy where now people who need care workers don't actually have access to them.
You know, Dom, I wonder if you could just maybe paint a picture for us about the trickle down when workers are being paid so little. How does this impact the people they're caring for, the people with disabilities and their quality of life?
We know that when somebody gets, let's say, a waiver that allows them to have staff in their home to help them with just the day-to-day that they need help with, they sometimes are getting 2, maybe 3 hours of care if there aren't enough care workers, or if the care workers are strapped between 2 or 3 or 4 different clients. So while somebody may be waiting for a waiver and they may get their waiver and they may finally get their staff, they may not have the appropriate amount of time that they need. So 2 or 3 hours a week really doesn't help them with, you know, being able to put on clothes or leave the house or take care of their medication. So this still leaves people with disabilities who need this critical care without the support that they need in their day-to-day lives.
This executive order is really broad and sweeping. There's 50 directives across nearly every cabinet-level agency. Is that going to take a long time to actually trickle down by the time each agency does what they need to do and gets their ducks in a row and actually pushes, finds the pots of money that they've been ordered to find? Is that going to take a while to get to the people who need it most?
It's unclear how long it will take. I do think it will take some time. And unfortunately, that means that it's going to be, in the interim, up to our states to fill in the gaps. We need to figure out ways to improve our care infrastructure in this country that we can see quickly, because in the interim, people are suffering.
There are so many groups included in this executive order: parents looking for childcare providers, seniors, people with disabilities. I just wonder if you feel like people with disabilities kind of bring up the rear, or always kind of an afterthought? And will they get the attention that the president is calling for here?
I do think that the disabled community has often been an afterthought. I think that in terms of this executive order, if we improve the care economy as a whole, it positively impacts the disability community. So while I think it's hard to kind of pin child care against veteran care against disability care, because really it's all the same care and there's so much overlap. So if we can make really historic investments in our child care infrastructure, in our veteran care infrastructure, then that will have a trickle-down effect on the disability community. So I am hopeful that this executive order will actually make things better for our community, even if we're not as explicitly called out as other groups are.
Dom Kelly is a disability rights activist and co-founder of New Disabled South, a coalition fighting for disability justice in 14 states across the South. Thank you, Dom, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.